Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So you see, now comes the time when we're punting. I have no sermon. Actually, I do, though, because it isn't a new text. It isn't a new way of thinking, and the Holy Spirit is always working through us. Oh, I might not have spent time this week studying it and putting together a concise sermon, knowing that it is our 200th anniversary, knowing that I wasn't supposed to preach this morning, but it is God, and God works through each one of us in many ways, in many beings. So take heart. Get up and go. Your faith has made you well. What wonderful words to use on this Reformation Sunday. This Sunday of the beginning of our 200th anniversary. How can you take heart? How can you get up and go because your faith has made you well? Your eyes are no longer blinded. It's one of the main reasons that I do what I do. You see, when God called me, I fought that call for a long time. I didn't want to do this. It's not what I thought would be the most fun thing in the world to do. I don't want my vocation to be a pastor. First of all, as the time has been going on, pastors have changed. My dad was a pastor. I didn't want to be him. I love my dad dearly, but I didn't want to be him. And God kept saying, come on, take heart, get up and go. Your eyes have been opened. Well, again, it's like, no, I'm not going to do that. So I kept telling God, nope, not going to happen. I don't know about you, but I have learned that when you tell God something, God keeps coming back at you because God has ideas for you. So I can keep saying, no, 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 I don't want to do this. And God keeps saying, yes, you're going to do this. You see, even today, I had a conversation on Wednesday when the Committee on Ministry was here. And we were talking with a couple, I was talking with a couple other clergy and a licensed clergy person. And we were talking about what it is God calls us to do. How are our eyes opened by God? And again, I kept saying to them, well, I know that God has called me to do this because I can do nothing else. I know that God has called me to do this because it is where I feel my passion. Where has God called you to take heart, to open your eyes, and to be what God is calling you to be? Oh, I know at times you're not going to like what I have to say. You probably haven't already. There were times at Mount Olivet they didn't like what I had to say, and they let me know, but my job, my call, who I am called to be, is God opening my eyes and helping to open your eyes about taking heart and loving one another no matter what. You see, Bartimaeus was blind, and many of the people in the gospel are not named, but Bartimaeus was named, and he was named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. Lots of times, he gets the name as blind Bartimaeus. We put in front the things that cause us to not have sight in Jesus. What would be that word in front for you? Think about that. What would be the word, like blind Bartimaeus? What would it be? Would it be scared AJ? Or would it be what? What would it be? Poor AJ, he gets picked on all the time. But what would it be? What would that word be? And then when you figure that out, know that God is calling you to do that very thing. God is calling you to stand up, to take heart, to open your eyes and to see God working through you. As we begin our 200th celebration of our anniversary, what is God calling Grace to do? To take the blinders off and to be who God is calling us to be. I have ideas. I hope that your ideas work with me. Because you see, God is calling us to pull the blinders away. And as we start our 200th year of anniversary of who Grace is, we can't stay in the past. We need to be in the present, and we need to look toward the future of what Grace is going to be in the coming years. So let's take the blinders off. Let's talk about what those blinders are. And let's have heart and know that God is using us. God is using every one of us to share the love of God in this place and around the world. What blinders do you need to take off, and does Grace need to take off? May we take heart. May we move into the next 200 years with love and compassion and grace. And may we know that God is always there with us. Thanks be to God. Amen.